Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there. Welcome to another episode of There's a You in Success. I'm Debbie Loosberg. Thanks for joining me today. You know, today I want to talk about something related to success, as usual, that's been on my mind. And it has to do with a mindset. It has to do with where my attention is. I ran across a quote the other day by Lao Tzu, the Chinese sage, and it just really hit home for me. And what it says is this: nature does not hurry, yet everything is accomplished. And I got to thinking about how that relates to inner success and started practicing that myself a little bit, and it is a work in progress, let me tell you. Because we're all caught up, or we seem to be caught up, many of us get caught up, let me reword that, in the fast pace of life. Just open up your phone or open up the internet and notice where your attention goes and how short your attention span might be. I know mine has really decreased over the years. It's just all this distraction that is taking me off track. And what I'm forgetting to do is be present and take time and not hurry. And I got to thinking how that is so related to inner success and how that relates to what I want to talk about today, which is putting a little wow back in our lives, choosing to see things differently and noticing all the wow-worthy things around us. And that takes time. It takes observation. It takes presence of mind, being present. Today's episode is called Awe, Wonder, and a Little Wow. Oh, wow. We use that phrase a lot at my house. When one of us says it in a phone conversation, after hanging up, the other person says, "Tell me about the wow." In other words, tell me what it was that amazed you, that stopped you in your tracks, that gave you a sense of wonder. What caught your attention? When a neighbor shares a story about some good fortune, we say, "Oh, wow." And when we notice the abundance of birds, flowers, and beauty in our backyard, we say, "Oh, wow." It seems to be the perfect expression for delighting in all the good going on around us. And it means we stopped for just a short time. We're present in that moment and amazed by something different from our norm. We could all use a little more wow, don't you think? This week, as you're preparing to go about your routine or preparing for upcoming events, it's the perfect time. Take a breath and be amazed by some good. Here's some inspiration. I love this little story. It's a simple story about appreciating the wonder and awe that's all around us all the time. Here it is. Early one morning, a man, whose family was staying with some friends, was awakened by the sound of his small son. To accommodate his crib, their hosts had placed it in front of the guest bedroom window, looking outside. The child awoke before anyone else, and he was captivated by the view outside. He was standing up, peering out the window, and the sound that woke up his father were the boy's whispered words, "Wow, wow." His father was amazed by his child's sense of awe and wonder in that moment and shares the story to remind we busy adults to tap back into our own sense of awe and wonder and slow down and see the world just a little bit differently. I love that story. I think it's attributed to Tom Baudette of the Motel 6 commercials years ago. I just love the feeling that gives me of thinking about that little boy looking out the window and having that presence of mind, having no other distractions in his life yet, where he is just completely amazed by what he sees. Why can't we capture that, recapture that in ourselves and do that? Maybe first thing in the morning, throughout the day. Can't you just take a minute or two each day to give yourself the gift of wow. Approach everything you do with a renewed vision, one of awe and wonder, if you will. Just take a breath, relax, and try some of these things. Spend time with a child and notice how they see the world with much wider and wiser eyes than we grown-ups. They sometimes are our best teachers. They have so much to remind us of. Watch as friends and co-workers joyfully share in good cheer and laughter over lunch, parties, togethers. Notice the beauty of color around you, in nature, in an interior, in your office, in your home. Listen to music, the music that's coming into offices, stores, in your house. How about stepping outside and hearing the music of birds? Enjoy the freshness and renewal of nature as it responds to the changing of the seasons wherever it is you live. Observe how people create. They make food dishes. They make handmade gifts. They write. They have joyful, welcoming homes and love-filled celebrations. And notice how you create. Might be something simple in your kitchen, but paying attention. Maybe to a glass of iced tea or a cup of hot tea. Just noticing, being in the moment with that. Special note of whatever it is about each day that brings you joy, wonder, inspiration, and a renewed outlook. Maybe it's looking at some inspiring words, a daily meditation. By doing this simple wow exercise, you'll see that all parts of your life are enriched and that sparkly future that you have in mind is on the horizon and it really looks that much closer and that much brighter. By just taking some time, being mindful, being present, being in the moment, however you want to word it, having your attention right here, right now, looking out and noticing, here I am looking out my window, noticing a bird, noticing the flowers blooming, noticing something in nature, something that brings me joy. Could be something in your office. Could be the mechanics of the coffee pot. Be the opening of business. I love sitting in a downtown area. I was waiting for an appointment one day and was there before anything was opened and just watching the opening of the day, the opening of the business day, people bustling around, the delivery driver stopping, the doors opening, the window shades flying up. Just whatever it is in the moment that brings you joy, spend more time there. That's my message today. Success, it's an inside job. And by doing things like this, watching our thoughts, paying attention to where our attention is, and bringing more good into our lives, into our view, makes such a difference. Gives us a sense of peace, a sense of optimism, and a sense of joy. And we feel hopeful. We feel optimistic. We feel like all things are possible. And indeed, they are. Thanks for tuning in. As usual, you can get your weekly kick via email by signing up on my website. A little wit and wisdom geared towards your inner success, realizing and building on what you already have. Remember, there's not one more thing that you need to add. You only need to uncover, peel away those onion layers, and get back to what's really inside of you, perhaps that sense of awe and wonder. Please connect with me on LinkedIn, Twitter, and soon Facebook. My page will be up and running soon. Visit my website anytime, debbieloosberg.com. Remember, there's a you in success. That unique, amazing, creative, magnificent, one and only you. Talk to you again soon.